Now, getting into the Litvinenko case, the Alexander Litvinenko case, time always tells. And you've asked me before about things that are just developing, and I'm not somebody who will say I know if I don't. This is a classic whodunit. It's why it's getting so much attention, hundreds of articles a day being written about it, because it's cloak and dagger. There's different spy agencies involved. They've done a very slick job. Some of the evidence looks like people are trying to frame Putin because he's not going along with attacking Iran. But at the same time, I'm no fan of Putin. He's an absolute murderer and a criminal and is threatening the world. And so let me break down who Alexander Litvinenko was so people can make their own guesses about this. But I guarantee you, as time goes on, we'll get a clearer and clearer picture. So if I'm on 6 months from now, I may be able to finger exactly who was involved. But right now, very complex, serious smokescreen. And so at this point, there's such a smokescreen going, I'm not sure, but I know this. Alexander Litvinenko was a former KGB asset. He fell out with Putin. He ran to England. He was involved with Boris Berezovsky, this big, one of the oligarch multi-billionaires involved in the collapse of Russia and then the looting of its economy. And we know that Litvinenko was writing. This was in the news before he was killed or before he fell ill and then died after a week and a half in the hospital from this isotope, this radioactive isotope. We know that he was writing a book, and he'd already given interviews and been doing articles about it. And we know without a shadow of a doubt that Vladimir Putin's FSB, Federal Security Bureau, KGB, new name, in three suburbs of Moscow in 1999, while Putin was running for vice president, way behind in polls, he was, you know, the flunky of the unpopular drunk Boris Yeltsin who couldn't even stand up or speak in public by the end. Everybody remembers that. Three apartment buildings got blown up, and it was blamed on the Chechens. Now, why? And the Chechens went public and said, hey, we're not doing this. Why would we blow up your buildings when we're winning the war down here and get Russian opinion behind invading down here and taking over what you know is that population's indigenous homeland? Has never been part of Russia until the Soviets took it over, and they have no claim to it. Moscow was a suburb. But a suburb of Moscow police caught Federal Security Bureau officers planting, this is KGB, planting hexogen government, super high-powered plastic explosives in a fourth apartment building. And then Putin had the police station raided and had the bombs taken back and told the world, oh, my FSB was just running a drill. It's always 7/7, the government's running drills. Oh, it's just a drill. 9/11, they're running drills. Oh, it's just a drill. They do that as a cover in case other parts of the government that are compartmentalized catch them in the act. They always say it's a drill.
Right.
Same thing. So we know Litvinenko was talking about how Putin is having all these journalists killed. He clearly is having, and when I say Putin, the government of Putin. We don't know if he's involved, but clearly probably is. That's the way these things usually work. R have killed a string of journalists. What is it, like 14 of them this year alone, getting gunned down, being poisoned, being killed.
Who question what he's doing.
So I tend to, just from motive, know that Putin doesn't care what the world thinks. He's in control. He's killed a bunch of other people, or his handlers have. His apparatchik has. It's not fair to say he has. Elements of his government have. And we know that Litvinenko was an insider. They had other FSB members that have gone public saying that, yes, indeed, the government was bombing its own buildings. And then you have the motive. He was going to lose the election. He had about a 25% approval rating. After the bombings, his approval rating exploded. He invaded Chechnya as vice president, leading the army. He was elected by almost 70%, a huge landslide, and is still El Presidente 7 years later in late 2006, and they put the hammer and sickle back on the tanks, back on the MiGs. They've been arresting members of the press. They have been going back to the oppression of the old Soviet Union. And so, in a nutshell, my gut tells me Putin's people did it. A lot of other people want to claim, oh, no, the oligarchs did it because they want to frame Putin and blame him. And you know what that could be, but now we may never know because it's been put on 5 airplanes, traces of it. It's been in a bunch of restaurants. It's been found at Boris Berezovsky's office, and he was friends with Litvinenko. Why would he kill him when he was just, you know, supporting him and putting the word out?
Well, the other thing, too, I hear is that maybe Litvinenko was dabbling with some kind of nuclear material to get to the Chechens so they could have their own little atomic bomb. Another possibility.
You know, I've seen that report, and I have to say that this particular compound, you know, you could create a dirty bomb with it, but you couldn't.
Can't you use it as a trigger?
That's the reports I've been hearing, but I've talked to experts, you know, my Pentagon sources, former Pentagon sources who were in the Pentagon involved with all this, and they're saying that you really couldn't. But regardless, I would say of the three groups, Muslims, Putin, Israeli-connected oligarchs, I would have to say the evidence points towards Putin.